Chazal tell us about that you're supposed to. You know, this parsha, normally we're going to have Chumash Shia Friday, and on the off Shabbos we'll have Thursday. This Pumta didn't work out Thursday, and I feel these, we're trying to finish up Gemara, I feel these weeks not to miss a week, so I would like to speak on last week's parsha. The Din of the Gemara, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are still Shaykh to the Shabbos before, so it's still, today is still Shaykh to last Shabbos, the past Shabbos. Chazal tells us these parshas, you're supposed to think in, every year is supposed to ask, B'mach Chashak, what is it that Hashem loved of us? What is it about the Avos that Hashem loved? So this, the Chazal telling us, there's a chiyuv to think into these parashas, to think about the Avos, about the Maisim the Torah says about the Avos. So I want to ask three questions on the parasha, three general questions, and offer a possibility. My questions are as follows, really. Question number one, the first story we're told in the parasha, Avram Avinu has a tshuka to do chesed, has a reason to tshuka. It's his third day of Mila, but he wants Archim, he wants guests, he wants to do chesed. He has a tremendous ratzon to do for the other person, to do chesed. So Hashem makes an ace, and three malachim come his way, and Avram gives them to eat, to drink, gives them to sleep, to wash. Avram takes care of three angels. And my question is, angels don't need to be taken care of. Angels don't need to eat. Angels don't need a drink. Malachim don't need all these things. Why was it that this story, this maisa, the Rebbeinu Shalom had that his chesed was not needed? It was unnecessary chesed. Almost, dare I say, wasted energy. All this chesed done was the maisa not needed. The recipients didn't need the chesed. The malachim, they're angels. Story one. Story two. The Torah Hashem is very mekatzer. When Hashem writes the Torah, things are b'kitzur nimrutz. Torah Shebaal Peh brings out what happened, but Torah Shebichtav is b'kitzur nimrutz. And the Torah is ma'irch on Avram begging for Sodom, for Anoshim Rishonim. And he's begging, he's davening to the Rebbeinu Shalom to save these Anoshim Rishonim. And the Torah is ma'irch, say for 50, for 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. And ma'irch and ma'irch, Hashem says, yes, a whole tefillah, a whole ma'isa. And at the end of the day, Sodom is destroyed. Wasted energy. Unsuccessful. Good, Hashem said yes to the tefillah, but unsuccessful tefillah. Avram Avinu, Rabbi Yisrael, had many, many stories in his life. There were stories where his tefillah, you could be sure, saved countries. There were stories when he did chesed, you know how many people he plucked off the ledge? Avram was the Amud HaChesed in the world, what thousands gave them chiyus mamish. How many people did he mamish save their lives? And this parish is full of two unsuccessful stories with the kindness to malachim, to angels, which means the recipients don't need it. What about all the chassadim for people that Avram did many? People were dying, who were all the people that Avram pshutai kemashmai saved their lives. This is the story of Avram, chesed and malachim, who don't need the chesed. A tefillah, what about all the tefillahs that were piled? All the times that you don't know about and I don't know about, because Avram davened and there were enough tzaddikim, but it wasn't destroyed, so it's not in the Torah. Avram's tefillah, was a kayach noir, Avram's tefillah. Where are all the countries, the cities, the states that weren't destroyed because Avram's tefillah? But we're told here about Avram's tefillah for Sodom, and it's Meirich, the unsuccessful tefillah. The tefillah which, it wasn't Nageya, Sodom was destroyed anyway. If we have to say the apex of Avram's life, we're not, Chazal say that, the highest of the Ten Nisyonos, the greatest of the Ten Nisyonos is the Akedah. In the Akedah, it never happened. Hashem says, Shecht your son Yitzchak. And Avram's ready and a whole nice secret dvarim. Hashem says, enough. And it doesn't happen again. I don't want to say unsuccessful, it's certainly successfully passed. But there was no action, there was no result. There was no mice at the end. He did take a ram. That's a far cry from what the Nisayon was of Shecht your son. The apex of his life, the moment of his greatest Nisayon, what's going to bring out the most. You would think of something that was done, an accomplishment. What did he do? Nothing. He didn't Shecht the son. He was ready to do. Let the apex be of his life be he did something, something awesome, something remarkable that Avram did. He didn't do anything. He was ready to do. Those are my three questions on the parasha. I think the questions are very legit. I would like to try offering a teretz. I'll ask a fourth question. It's more cool. Instead of, like, you ask a lot of questions, I want to answer. But it's just a fourth question. Is Rashi, it says, Hashem says, Avram, Avram, before the ultimate Nisayan. And Avram says, Hineini, here I am. And Rashi says, the derech chassidim to say Hineini. It's the derech of chassidim, they say, I'm ready. If you call me, you say, Ma'ish, you say, what? Oh, the derech chassidim, they say, what? Everybody says, what? Yeah? Shalom aleichem, Ma'ish, what? That's what's the derech hinein? Here I am. What's the derech hasidim? What was it that Avram said that is the derech hasidim? That shows an oifim of chasidus, such a lofty darga. So I would like to suggest as follows: the pasuk in Hosea, it's in the 10th parak, in parak Yud of Hosea, and the pasuk says, "Ziru lachem l'tzaka, v'katzru l'fi chesed." The pasuk in Hosea, you got the pasuk, Mati? Ziru lachem mutztaka. Ezi, this one, nobody can sleep this. It's too important. I want you to hear. Ziru, what's the pasuk, Ezi, in Hosea?
Ziru lachem
katzra. Ziru, you have to memorize the pasuk. This is an important pasuk. Ziru lachem mutztaka. Vikitzru lufi chased. Mendy, you got the pasuk? What's the say the pasuk, Mendy? Get the pasuk. Ziru lachem litztaka, v'katzru v'kitzru. Actually, is ziru, not zari. Ziru lachem litztaka, v'kitzru l'fi chasid. Say it again. Slow, slow, slow. It's a pasuk. It's God's words.
Ziru lachem litztaka, v'kitzru
l'fi chasid. One more time. Ziru. Say it again.
Zero lachem
litzaka. Ah, I used to listen, Mandy, to speakers when 2 years ago when I was your age. So I used to, you know, this guy, like this old Rebbe, when I was your age, a little, I mean, it was yesterday. Well, anyway, I used to listen to speakers, Mandy, say psukim. I always felt so like I wish I knew a pasuk. I wish I knew one pasuk I could say over in a speech. Sukkim are beautiful, man. You learn to say them over slowly, but not you rush. You don't get a ziru lachem litzaka, the kitzru lefi chaser. Avi say it. Not lahem.
What?
Not lahem.
Ziru lachem
litzaka,
the kitzru
lefi chaser. Excellent. Now let's get the pasuk means. Sula, you heard the pasuk. The pasuk, what does the pasuk mean? It says plant for yourself. Ziru lachem tztaka, plant for yourself for tztaka, the kitzru, and harvest and reap according to the kindness. Comes the Gemara in Sukkah and explains what the pasuk means. It means that a person's actions, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the action that you do is only a planting. The harvesting is the chesed. What's chesed? Explains Rashi is the heart that went into the action. The feeling. The chesed is, I'll tell you what's chesed, what's tzedaka. If you give money, an ani comes at a chasna and says, he's going around, he walks up to Yavi and he says, I'm married with my seventh child, I don't have a penny to my name, and my wife just had a heart attack. Maybe you can, I'm partially busy with the hospital bills, maybe you can help out. Tztaka! So you give the man a dollar, you give him a dollar. Give him a dollar, that's tztaka. Chesed is, here's a dollar. You should have mazel and bracha and atzlacha. The simcha should go in a good oifen. That's chesed. Chesed is the lay behind the action. Tztaka is the prust action, is the pure action without the lay behind it. That's tztaka. Chesed is the lay behind the action. Rashi's lesson is Nasan Eina Vidaita on Ani. To put his eyes and his das, to think about the Ani, to tract about the Ani's matziv, to give the dollar, I want to give everything to you. I would love to help you. I have a dollar, I take my dollar. That's what I have. That's the chesed. That's what Rashi explains. So it says as follows, man, the ziru lochem l'tzakav. The zriya, the planting is the action. When a person plants, Mendy, do they know if they're going to have any, if they're going to end up eating the fruits? Many things happen between planting and eating the fruit. It's, there are many things that can happen. It's very unguaranteed that you end up getting the fruits. Very, very unguaranteed. A lot can go wrong. That's only a zriya. That the zriya is that the zriya is that is the maisa. A ktsira is the shot when you harvest right after a person harvests, they eat. The harvesting, it's ready to eat. Right after you harvest, you eat the fruit. Nigmarado, it's ready to eat. The maisa rabbeisai, the action, we don't know if it's going to happen or not. An action is just like a zriya. You don't know if it's going to have any gain or not. It's a zriya. It's only a planting. But your lave, your ruts and toiv, that's a ksira. Your vada you're going to have from it. It's a ksira. It's considered a harvesting. Your vada you have from your lave. Your actions, you don't know what success you'll have. It's only a zriya. You don't know what success you'll have or not. Your ketsira, your harvesting, the thing that's vada going to have success, the thing that's vada in your power that you'll be nana from, the thing that's vada, that's a vada is the lave. What's being said is as follows. We don't control success or actions. We don't control if they're going to come through our plans, what we want to accomplish. We don't control that. That's only a zriya, you plant, you hope. Your Rebbeinu Shlom does the rest. You don't know if it's going to happen or not. What we do know is that we have a rutz and toiv. The rutz and toiv is zichor gudzach. That is in our power. La'adda ma'arche lev, to a person are the thoughts of his heart. La'ashem ma'ana lashem. And to Hashem, is it, does it get expressed? Does the thought carry out? That's the Rebbeinu Shlom. But the Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyar Shemayim, everything's in Hashem's hands except the Yer Shemayim. The Yer Shemayim is the Ratzin Toiv, the Ratzin to do good. The Lev Toiv, the Lev to accomplish, to do good. That's the Yodenu. That a person has the power to decide what his Ratzin is. The person can get the person has the power, he can get overwhelmed, he can get caught. He can go with, and he can put his ratzon on to acquire money, to acquire stupidity. He can make that his focus of his life, that he wants to do stupid things, and he makes that the mission of his life. Or he could have a tremendous ratzon and not let other things get in the way of that ratzon to do good emistikazach and to be an Eved Hashem. That's his decision. What will accomplish, that's up to the Rebbeinu Shlom. He could try, and he shouldn't. His ratzon should be push towards just doing and accomplishing, but he can't determine if he succeeds. Avraham Avinu, Rabbi says, the Ish Chesed, is the activist. In Avraham Avinu, David, if we picture an Avraham, so our picture is successful doer, accomplisher. What a person of massive success, of building an empire of success. What a successful person, what a doer. What the Torah HaKadosh is telling us, if I say, is in Avraham Avinu is a Lev Toiv. In Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shlom's a doer. Tashem is the doing. What Avraham is the Ratzin to do. Those people, Hashem finds those, they have a Ratzin to do, and uses them to do great things. Hashem uses those who have a Ratzin and does great things with them. They're not empowered to do great things. That's the Rebbeinu Shlom's domain. What's our domain is the ruts and taif to do. Is the focus, the desire to accomplish. Desire to help Yenim, the desire to be an Eved Hashem. Hashem finds those who have such ritzinus, and he builds around them awesome zachen. So the Torah tells about Avram, who an Avram is not the accomplishments. Listen to what he wanted to do to my, and it, how it played out is not, it was the angels who didn't need it. But that's not the knowledge about Avram, is not what came out. The knowledge of Avram is what his ratzin is. When he davens to Sidoim that you're being told about Avram. By the Akedah, the greatest moment of his life, the Nisayan, it doesn't matter if it's carried out or not. That's not who Avram is when it's carried out or not. Who in Avram is the Ratzon, is the desire to do. Certainly there were thousands of things in his life carried out. Great, great things. Amazing things. But who he is the Ratzon to do. The Lashon, the expression, Hineini, Avram says Hineini, to Der Chassidim. Perhaps, maybe a stretch, I don't know. Perhaps the Lashon Hineini, I am ready, here I am, is the pshat. Hashem says to somebody, I have a challenge for you. So you say, I'm ready to do. In Avraham Avinu Chavt, we don't do anything, the Rabban Shalom does. Hineini is submissiveness. Hineini, I'm yours. Here I am, take me. Do what you want, and I'm ready to be the vehicle through which what you want should happen. I don't view what I'm going to do. It's not Avram, you ready? Yeah, let's do it, let's do it. It's not let's do it. Rabbi Nishom, you do, Hineini. I'm ready to be that which whatever you want to be accomplished. It's the Derech Hasidim B'chav that Rabbi Nishom does. For us it's just as chus. It's not the pshat, this person is such a doer. He has the great zechus that Kfar Shaman that he's used, kecheres b'yad ha'yitzer, like pottery in the hands of the potter, that he has the zechus to be used by Hashem to do great zachen. He's used by the Rabbeinu Shalom to do great things. And it's a rizik zechus. And those who have a rough and tired, the Rabbeinu Shalom will use them to do great things. That's the Hineini. We're told that Avram, but I want to say, so good, it sounds like a, what are you saying, Kalish? Okay, so it sounds like a good drasha. Tell me the Rabbeinu Shalom really does, the person's only the Ratzon, but my nephew Mina, what are you saying? What's that halacha l'maisa that, good, okay, so nobody can really do, so you don't, we shouldn't, what's that halacha l'maisa, what are we saying? L'maisa, what are you, good, very nice, shtickle Torah and the parasha, sounds very profound, I didn't say anything, what are you saying? What are we saying? So I'll tell you what l'maisa I'm getting at, Mendy. It sounds like it's just in the luft. The Ratzon Hashem does through it. Good, it's good. It's what's the word? It's just words. It's what's the l'maisa? What do we say? What's the l'maisa is like this. The person who thinks that it's on him to do always measures and remeasures and thinks and rethinks. Can I do? Do I have the power to do? And always thinks over it to himself that it's beyond me to do. I can't. Because he's thinking that he has to do. He's thinking that everything has to work out, has the numbers have to add up, has to make sense. Certainly there is a realm of preparing, of thinking something out as best we can. In Samech and Al-Nes, there is such a realm. But the person of using the Rabbeinu Shalom does is much quicker to say, Ayad Hashem Tikser. Hashem's hand is not lacking. I want to be the vehicle through which bracha comes. I have a ratzon to do for Yenim. So I'm going to go for it. I don't have that every detail where I'll best I can. The Rabbeinu Shtadlos wants me to plan. Say there. But if the person realizes what Rabbeinu Shalom does, for me it's just to want. For me it's to focus in, to try, to put my heart that way, to forget all the stupidity of life, and try to do something of meaning mending. Don't fall asleep, it's too important. If a person wants, that he just wants to focus his heart to do something of meaning, he doesn't want to be just another guy in the world. He doesn't want to be a katan, a person who just passes through, lives his life and does nothing. That person has a ratzon that he wants to do for Hashem. He wants to be an Eved Hashem. He wants to do what he's put here to do. So not everything has to be worked out, not every I dotted, every T crossed. Not only has to be worked out. Here's a ratzon to do. The Rabbeinu Shalom does. Ayad Hashem Tikser. Avram Avinu were told in the Medrash. It's a Medrash. I don't know if literal or not. The Medrash says Avram threw sand and it turns into arrows. And he beats the four kings. He defeats the mighty four kings. I believe that Avram's whole life is just throwing sand. That's our life just throwing sand. That's all we could do. I have a ratzon to bring Kvod Shemayim. Avram is a ratzon to bring Kvod Shemayim. So he throws sand and it turns to arrows. That's the Gan Zalevin. It's throw sand. I have a ratzon to do here. The Baruch Shalom, now it's your turn. I did what I could do. All you could do is throw sand. All you could do is put in your efforts, your ratzon to do. Avram had a ratzon to bring Kvod Shemayim. He decided that the ratzon Hashem, he needs to defeat these four kings. Ribbono Shel'olam, throw sand. I don't know if it's literal or not. Basically, what I do know is that Avram's ishtadlus certainly had inadequacy. It was throwing sand. It was inadequate. But the Ribbono Shel'olam does. Avram is just that ratzon toiv. Avram is that tifa ratzon to bring Kvod Shemayim. Maish, I think this goes to many areas in life. Many areas. I think it goes for areas of accomplishing for Yenim. It goes for many areas that our job is not necessarily how successful we are, how much we could do. I have hanging in my house. Bachram got it for me. I went on a trip last year with 13 Bachram. Came with me to Eretz Yisrael. There we met up with about 30 more Bachram. And we went for a week from Gadol to Gadol. Unbelievable week. Mati, I want you to hear this. We went for a week, and we went from Gadol to Gadol. And in our trips to the Gdolim, so every Gadol gave us a shiur. We didn't get brachas. We got brachas also, but I want shiurim, shmuzim, shiurim, vadim, all different zachim. We went to different Gdolim, we heard for a week straight, from morning till night. We heard shiurim and shmuzim, something le'elo le'ela. And one of the Gdolim, Rafal Shmulovitz, one of the Gdolim Adar, he told us such a line that went, it mamish pierced my heart. It made a big roshim, I think. I hope to do something with the roshim, but it made a roshim. He said a shmuz. He first said a shir, brilliant shir on Gemara, greatness shir. Then, after the shir, he told us a shmuz from the Chaim Shmulevitz. And in this shmuz, he said a shtickle tiger. He said that small people ask, could I? They ask, do I have the ability to? Yeah, that's they ask themselves their whole lives. Could I? Am I able? You think I can? He said, that's Kitanim asked that question their whole lives. You think I can? He said, big people ask, must I? Big people, he said, Gedolim ask, is this what's needed to be done? It's not a question, could I? Do I have Yechayles? Am I smart enough? Do I have the Zitzflesh to sit? Can I do it? Is it my time? They don't ask about could I. Do I have the yichayus to? Do I have the ability? You think I can accomplish that? They don't ask that question. That's not a question they're busy with. What they're busy with is this: what needs to be done? Is this what needs to be done? The Bachram bought. They took out of a. They went to the wood store and they had that line from Rafal Shmulevitz written on a piece of wood. It's a beautiful line that Rafal told us. The Ketanim asked, can I? Gedolim ask, must I? Beautiful idea. Bam is this idea my Rashiva Raiper, my Rebbe, speaks about often. He says from Mevaren. Mevaren said to him, Raiper asked him, was a whole mice happened, or Mevaren asked him to do something. So Raiper asked him, It's not mamish the same word. The kids, this is where Rafal Shmulevitz told us this yisoid, and I believe that's the way to get to such a yisoid. If asking is this what's needed, the way to get to such a yisoid, the way to get to such a point of is this what's needed, not to ask as a is this what can I, can't I, is by realizing that it's the Rabbanu Shlom to accomplish.